Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. The evolution of the beef industry in recent years has seen an increase in the size of cattle and their carcass weights at harvest. In fact, since the 1990s, hot carcass weights have gone from roughly 760 pounds to just shy of 900 pounds on average. Research conducted at SDSU looked to determine if the dramatic rise in carcass size has had any impact on product quality. SDSU Extension Meat Science Specialist Christina Baker explains the study evaluated steaks from light, middle, and heavyweight carcasses, which graded select and low choice. The steaks were prepared, and a consumer panel then rated them for eating quality, such as flavor and tenderness. Baker reports consumer panels found nothing negative in steak palatability from larger carcasses.
Actually, we found that if we saw anything that was less desirable, you know, lower scores for liking or something like that, we actually saw those in the lightweight carcasses as opposed to the middleweight or the heavyweight. So what we learned was that these heavier carcasses, they're not really impacting your consumer eating experience.
Baker says that's good news for an industry that sells cattle by the pound. However, she says one ramification of larger carcass weight is the impact on thickness of cut.
And that can end up being a problem when it comes to the cooking side. And if you overcook something, you're not going to have as good of an eating experience as what you had wanted. So we're having to explore different ways of cutting those steaks to make sure that you can still get a nice thick steak while still being conscious of your portion sizing.
To learn more, visit the Meat tab at extension.sdstate.edu.